This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers. We are doing some tickets right now for the Alice's 21st birthday secret show pool party. It's tomorrow. I can't believe it's here. We'll start with caller number 9, and then we'll take 10 callers and put you all on the list. You and a guest. You have to
be
over 21. And we have one more round of this today, right?
Yep.
But this is it. No more. Are there ways to win online?
No.
This is it. Call now, 800-400-3697. The 21st birthday secret show pool party tomorrow. Oh, so exciting. And then on Thursday, we're going to broadcast our show live from the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa.
Thursday morning. Right.
So our regular time slot, regularly scheduled show. And that's open to the public. So we'd love it if you came by and visited and had a little breakfast with us.
Fairmont. That's just the regular old thing. There'll be no harsh language
or no
nudity. Risque topics.
You can bring the children.
Right.
Oh, that's funny because I had a couple people email me asking, can I bring my kid? Yeah, on Thursday, totally bring your
yes,
kid.
Yes, you cannot bring your kid to the secret show. We can't guarantee there won't be nudity. In fact, we're hoping there will be some.
Right.
It's Vinny, a show for grown-ups.
It's on you.
Yeah, Vinny.
It's on me.
Yeah.
Sure.
People don't want that.
Oh, people want it.
Believe
me.
I know what the people want.
Your girls
I'll tell
do.
You guys off the air. They want to see you naked.
Yeah, they
know.
They believe me. They think they want to, and then they see us naked. And
we're
they'd be
50,
like,
dude.
I didn't
they
need
don't
see
want
that.
Any part of this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, oh my God, put those back on.
Really? Because there's 38 dudes outside your window.
Well, they're like 70, so.
Yeah. They can't
to
see
them,
all that
to them
well.
On young and hot.
Oh, yeah. It's nice. You feel old
all
right up until
right.
you meet someone older than you. Like, oh, I'm a spring chicken again.
Mm-hmm.
The 2017 Mazda 3, named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row, a better driving experience, is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealer today. So call now, 800-400-3697. We'll do 10 more pairs of those. If you can totally rearrange your life and make that happen for tomorrow. We'd love to see you. Let's see. Right to the celebrity trash. Yesterday, right around this time, we were talking about Brad Pitt and Elle McPherson.
Yeah.
And we said, probably not.
No, they owe it. I think we said they owe it to us to do it.
Oh, but we also said
they owe it to the human race
sure,
to do it.
Right. They should. It's great. They're
they
both around the same age.
Should probably film that and make that available to all of
yeah.
us.
Where's that leaked sex tape?
Right.
He wasn't even in the country at the time that this supposedly went down.
Is that right?
That is,
I thought they had pictures.
No, that's
no, no,
it.
That
they
was
didn't.
It. They, there
fact,
were no pictures.
Bryn went looking for pictures and brought. Aren't, didn't you say that?
Yeah, I said they're in Hollywood and there's no pictures. There's
Which
no
is,
way.
So it's BS.
Impossible.
If there are no pictures these days, you can pretty much say it's BS.
In L.A. with Brad Pitt.
Right.
Come
yeah.
on.
Yeah. So anyway, he's single and not dating Elle McPherson. He's also not dating Sienna Miller. Was apparently another rumor.
What? I thought they couldn't keep their hands off each other.
Well, I guess they can. I guess this was, let's see. This was back in April. They were spotted at a cast dinner together in Los Angeles after some film premiere. And it turns out that, no, they're also not dating.
All right.
Although they'd be a cute couple, too. But Elle McPherson and Brad, I mean, that would be, that'd be like Hollywood in the modeling world royalty.
Well, it's highly likely that he will find some incredibly hot lady to spend time with when he's ready.
Eventually, we'll see him with someone else. Or he'll retire from show business, move to Idaho.
Or he'll go back and steal back his old wife from that Justin Theroux guy.
Oh, sure. I made a big mistake when I left you, Jennifer.
Take me back.
Okay, I will. I've been waiting. I've been waiting for you to
Justin,
come to your senses.
Justin, get your clothes and get out.
but I got a show and everything.
Yeah, take your eyebrows.
And get out. Anyway, it's too bad, but it turns out Brad and Elle are not dating.
All right.
So now you know. We assume that celebrities have, you know, much more incredible lives than we do.
Well, they do.
And have wilder sex and more incredible everything. More adventurous lives. And I certainly hope that they do.
You expect that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, look, we've raised you up. Now, please, go enjoy the spoils of your victories.
Right.
People.com collected quotes about the craziest places that celebrities have had sex. I guess they have been asking this question for a while.
Well, Brad Pitt's going to make this list right off the bat.
He's not on the list, so I don't know if...
The story you told me of him and Angie in Namibia, yeah, where they thought...
A lion was eating her.
They sent help.
Right. The scream sounded like someone being eviscerated. No, that's not on the list. I guess because even though the sex was wild, it was, you know, in a tent...
In Namibia.
Well, people have sex everywhere.
All right.
Ashley Graham was asked, and she said it was in the ocean on New Year's Eve.
Who's that?
Isn't Ashley Graham the one from... She was the roller girl in Boogie Nights?
No.
Oh. No.
Oh, that's Heather Graham. Graham.
Yeah, Ashley Graham, I think, is the model, the younger model that is...
Oh, the plus size girl.
Plus size. I was trying to use the right word. Plus right. size model. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty
cute.
The ocean is highly overrated.
It seems like everything gets all rubbery in the water.
Well, no. Water's cool. The ocean is, cold, but mm-hmm. also dirty. It's moving too much.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So, you know, hold still.
Right. I'm trying to. Ow, is that a jellyfish that just stung
me? I mean, you do. You link up, and that's pretty good, but you want... There needs to be some movement, and that's where you start to get pushed over.
You need to have some resistance to push against.
You don't want to have to swim out past where you can stand, and that's where the most movement is. You're being knocked.
Right.
Anyway.
If you're standing in the wave line, it would be difficult.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it doesn't sound all that wild or crazy, but that's the wildest place that Ashley
Okay, well,
Graham's
I'm not a
sex.
Celebrity, and I've done that, so.
In the ocean, New Year's Eve. John Legend says in a dressing room at an Obama campaign event in 2008 with Chrissy Teigen, she says the time they did it in first class on a flight to Thailand.
Both surprising.
Well, I mean,
I'm
sure...
The Obama event is surprising. If you and I were at an event and we're a couple and I'm like, hey, you want to sneak off? You'd be all, dude...
We're at a campaign rally.
No.
Well, maybe it was early in their relationship and they couldn't keep their hands off each other.
All right.
I would think that the time in first class, like when you do those international flights on those big jets and you're, you know, John Legend, Chrissy Teigen status, I'm sure they're practically private rooms on those jets.
Plus, you're bored as hell. That makes sense.
Long
I can see where
flights.
you work on her for a while. She might be
sure.
like, oh, okay, let's go.
This will kill 10 minutes of the flight.
Yeah.
Maybe we can sleep afterward. Jennifer Lopez says the craziest place she ever had sex was on a balcony. Outside.
Okay.
Wasn't done that.
Yeah, this isn't, yeah.
Yeah, these are not. Jenny McCarthy says the Grand Canyon.
In the Grand Canyon.
Well, she says the Grand Canyon. So I don't know if right at the edge and that's what made it crazy. They could have rolled off at any time.
All right.
She said it was also the worst sex of her life because there's like scorpions and stones and dirt and it's hot. Sounds awful. Stones, dirt, scorpions, and heat.
Dusty.
Right. Jada Pinkett says, on the way to the 2010 Oscars in a limo with Will Smith.
That's pretty good. To actually walk into the Oscars and
she's
doing that scoot. You know the one. Well, I mean, they've just had sex. She's probably, never mind. I can't say.
Okay.
But that's a red carpet walk that...
You're not going to allow that.
Yeah, I would think.
Yeah.
You're like, that needs
to not happen.
Yeah.
There.
You can't finish?
Well, you can
elsewhere.
You can
elsewhere,
finish, but that's not... Let's not get it on my A, dress, or B, anywhere where I'm going to have it for later.
Here you go. Deposit here, please.
Yeah. Right.
Oh.
Here's a champagne glass. Let's go ahead and catch that.
Anywhere but there.
Yeah, right. I should have had a paper towel ready to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow,
yeah.
All right.
Something, I mean.
Or.
Oh, God.
What?
Well, I don't want to be talking to people afterward with that. Anyway. Zoe Saldana did it between.
Are you afraid it would give you away?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, unless you've got some scope right there, too.
I'm walking out the limo.
Oh, God. You've just ruined my makeup.
You know, I really don't know that stuff smells so... Never mind. It just... I've heard
it
you guys say this
before. It has a particular smell.
I'm not familiar. I make that stuff all the time.
Yeah. Maybe you don't have good... Well, you are kind of like the...
Smell police.
Yeah. I don't...
Maybe, though,
don't
it is that thing
you
where
are.
you don't really smell your own smells.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe that's it.
Could be.
I've definitely never been around any other person's. So I wouldn't know.
Although you have a pretty good diet, so you're probably all right.
Because it can be
funky.
Funky. It still has that smell, but
I would
it's
not
got,
know.
Yeah, there's a certain smell. There's even, I don't know what kind of tree it is. But
this is where the conversation comes from, is when you were talking about this tree that smells like that. And I went,
we walked by this tree, me and a bunch of girls. I think we were with Brenda,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
We walked by this tree.
Is that, were you guys hiking or something?
No. It was at a show or something.
Yeah, we're at a show.
And we're standing there. I'm like, oh my God, that tree smells like it.
That was delightful. All your friends were like, "Oh, this smells like." And I was like,
"But we
what? What did Brent say?
What did you think?"
Well, it took me a minute, but I was like,
"Hit me with the leaves!"
Oh my God, I can't believe you guys are. But
it was incredible.
Why
it was
are you hugging that on. Tree? Get off that!
We weren't. Believe me, we were trying to get away from it. Ew.
They're laughing. It's just every word.
Let me enjoy so my good. Thoughts oh. of how you reacted to the tree, okay? You don't have
Jesus.
To ruin it.
We walked over and humped the tree. Oh, my God. The smell's making me so horny. Oh. Here, let me just wrap my arm. Oh, hugging the tree.
Thank
Ooh.
You. It's more like it.
Yeah. Oh, God. Why do I have all these clothes on? Let me just get naked and frolic around the base of the tree. Come on, girls.
You know, it was just funny that if you guys
That's
hadn't
mentioned That's better. Thank you.
If you
You're
guys
welcome.
Hadn't mentioned it, I wouldn't have noticed. But all the girls were like, smells, and I'm like, what? Oh,
and then you, but you also agreed
I did,
that
yeah,
it,
I agreed, but yeah. I wouldn't have noticed if you girls didn't mention yeah. it, which was hilarious to me.
Anyway, next thing
experience,
Zoe Saldana.
Oh, we live in different worlds, don't we?
We sure do. That's, boy, in my world, that's something to be run away from. Oh, I wouldn't want to get that on me. In your world, I'm diving in. Zoe Saldana did it between two train cars in New York City.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Like, you know how you can walk from one car to another?
Yeah.
And you're sort of... Isn't there like a rubber
Sounds
sleeve?
Dirty. Yeah, there's yeah. a little...
It does sound dirty.
Yeah. Oh. I thought out on the... Rail, of course oh. not. Though no, right? You're right. It's in between the like
that's
walking
what, yeah,
from
that's
one
what I think.
Train to the next.
But maybe it was actually literally standing between two trains in a
that's
rail
dangerous.
Yard.
Like
yes, it does seem dangerous.
Living on the edge.
And Charlie Sheen's on here.
Oh God,
where do you think the craziest place Charlie Sheen ever had sex is?
Between two. Five hookers.
Yeah, you know,
I know, basically, I don't know, every place that you've ever had sex is the craziest place.
I would think he's probably done it on a porn set, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I would think.
I mean, maybe not cameras rolling, but he always hung out with porn stars. That'd be pretty weird. Most of us could do the ocean, but we would never think to go on it. We wouldn't want to
you
be
wouldn't even
near
have access
a porn
to it.
Set to do that.
Right. Well, his is actually tame compared to what I went, oh, Charlie Sheen, what? The Eiffel Tower elevator.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. I don't know how long the elevator takes to get up there. What is that, 170, 180 feet? But it's, you know, it must have been a real quickie. Or there was just, it was happening, didn't necessarily finish.
Let me ask you a question.
All right.
If you were in a situation where you and your partner are you have a clear shot at the Eiffel Tower. You get to do it in the elevator. It's you two. You're like, let's do this thing. Is the act or the hope of the act for some form of finish? Or is it just, let's just do this for a minute, say we did, uncouple, and do a finish at the hotel, like, tonight?
But then we'll be able to say that we actually
I'm just curious what counts as being able to say that's where we did it. Does someone have to...
Do you have to complete the act in order to say, no, I think that you've engaged, you've done it.
You engage, you do it for a minute or two, you high-five each other.
If you breach the hull, the act has occurred, whether or not...
Is that worth it to you?
I guess if you are someone who wants to have that notch... on your belt?
I'm asking for etiquette purposes. Am I trying to finish real quick?
Well, sure. I guess you're trying to finish real quick.
Mm-hmm. But that leaves you kind of hung out.
I'm not worried about that.
Yeah, but that's okay.
A lot of times it's for you.
Believe it or not.
My instinct, you know, is to reach for the vibrator, but I'm just trying
to... Yeah, but we're in an elevator.
I know. I'm trying to figure out what you want from me.
No, I'm just trying to put out in the moment.
All right.
That's
nice of you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you.
So,
giver. Thank you.
Instead of thinking of being attacked by a shark, I can actually just enjoy my moment.
You should just, I mean, wouldn't it be wonderful if you could? Although, where are we? Where's that going?
Well, where it always goes.
Jesus.
Next story.
Nick Lachey.
Yeah.
Is either, I don't know, I guess this is kind of romantic, or he didn't want to lose the $20,000 diamond encrusted ring. His wife, Vanessa, she used to be a reporter on like Entertainment Tonight or something. You'd recognize her.
What's her, Manila?
Yeah, Vanessa Manila. Uh-huh. Well, now it's Vanessa Lachey, I assume. She lost her wedding ring. And so Nick, and she knew basically where she'd lost her wedding ring. And it was in the kids' changing room, the place where the changing table is and all the dirty diapers are. And so he dug through the nasty trash and found
it. Oh, in their own home.
Oh, in their home, sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He posted a picture of the ring among some garbage that included dirty diapers and said, "This is true love after 6 years of marriage, digging through dirty diapers and trash to find your wife's missing wedding ring. Hashtag success." The ring is a custom-designed platinum eternity band covered in diamonds. So,
how much is that thing worth?
They say about $20,000. Maybe it's because it's the wedding band. It doesn't have one giant diamond.
Oh, that's not
the engagement ring. Yeah. Or at least it doesn't seem to be, according to this story. But anyway, he had to dig through the trash to get it. And man, there is nothing worse than the smell of a couple-day-old dirty diapers. Like nothing on earth smells worse than that. Kelly Osbourne, I told you yesterday, Peter Pants at the Pride Parade.
Right.
You know, that's... She couldn't go in at Starbucks. She even called them out on Instagram or whatever. And they're like, we don't have a bathroom here. So I thought, oh, well, that's all we'll hear about pee-pee and poo-poo. Turns out I was wrong.
What do you mean?
Really?
Well, you know, once in a while you get a story about someone, you know, who wet their pants or, I don't know. It just seems like those are few and far between. But no, lo and behold... on UFC Fight Night on Sunday night, if you didn't watch it, you missed something you probably wouldn't want to have seen anyway. I guess one of the ladies pooped her pants.
Oh, I saw this.
Oh, did you? Oh no.
I didn't see it in real time. I saw it yesterday. But actually, these are people that fight for a living. Even though they're women, they fight for a living. So do not be... Her tweet after... Do you have her tweet after?
I do. She said, "I am a warrior and I will never quit. S happens. Ha ha. Be
Bleep
back soon.
Happens. Because they were rolling around in her Duke.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
She crapped herself while they were on the ground wrestling and they continued to fight there on the mat in it.
You know,
that's a technique.
That you know what?
Supposedly, when someone
that is a technique, because I would have been ooged out and jumped right from her.
Supposedly, the minute somebody loses control of their areas, the fight's supposed to be called. According to some UFC ref named Big John McCarthy, he said the rule is if someone
he's the main guy.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's the guy.
If someone goes to the bathroom during a fight, it's over, and the fighter gets a TKO loss. But this referee, I don't know if he didn't see it or smell it or was not aware because
gotta,
he let the fight go on.
You gotta be stunned, right? Did that just happen? That didn't just happen. Are they in it? This isn't happening.
Well, I think, you know, I think that that seems right. Like, if someone has just lost their poop, then the fight is over. You gotta hold that in. Anyway, Felice Herrig and Justine Kish were fighting. Felice had Justine down on the mat. She was on top of her, trying to get her into some kind of chokehold. Justine was valiantly trying to fight her off, but one part of her had already given up and left it on the mat. And, you know, they say to add insult to injury, she lost the fight, but she apparently should have lost the fight at that moment. Maybe it just doesn't happen enough times that the guy didn't know to call the fight.
It seems scary. It seems really scary.
So Justine managed to have a sense of humor about it, thus the tweet, "I'm a warrior, I'll never quit, S happens, haha, be back soon." And Felice is cool, too. In an interview with TMZ, she refused to make fun of her.
Like, what?
She didn't make fun of the girl whose poop had exited.
All right, well, that's nice.
It is nice. You know, she didn't do any ass talking.
where's my
drum beat? Thank you. Listen, the video's widely available, so if you've got to see this, it's out there for you.
Yeah, I was just watching it. Oh. Can't really see much. It's kind of just a brown floor, really, right?
I saw a still photo and was all.
Well, the thing is, I was wondering how it got out to the mat, you know?
Well, at the leg of her pants, didn't it?
No, it's liquidy.
Oh, so it came through then?
Yeah, just.
All right. Okay. We should take a break. Vinny, do you care to give me a tease or are you in the middle of the. All right. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show at 6:37, get her done Tuesday morning. And this part of the program is brought to you by GNC. Destination Races Napa to Sonoma Wine Country Half Marathon, Sunday, July 16th, is sold out. But we have your way to win your way in. If you've been training for half marathons or marathons, mm-hmm. and this is something you wanted to participate, but you were shut out, we've got your chance to get in. We've got a pair of registrations coming up at 7 o'clock. Now through July 5th, it's GNC's Summer Savings Event. Get hot value starting at $9.99 on your favorite essentials, vitamins, fish oil, probiotics, and more. Change begins at GNC.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. That's our station's website. It's excellent. You can find all the info about our upcoming events, like our secret show, and more at RadioAlice.com.
Such a strange week.
It is.
It's right in the middle of the week.
It's trippy.
Yeah.
It's going to be really trippy because my people are meeting me here. Then we're going to go from here to there.
It's, right.
I don't usually travel with my people.
Yeah. Well.
It's easier for me to just go do my job and then, because then you are like, are you guys okay?
But Christina's like, oh man, me and John are going to rip it up.
Well, she's for her because she's out of work right now.
Oh, she can go wherever.
She's on vacation, so to speak. She's like, yeah, I'm going to have a great time.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I go?
Go crazy. Go crazy. Go crazy. Go crazy. Meanwhile, Vinny and I will be huddled in one of our hotel rooms watching the premiere of Big Brother.
I am excited for that. I've been waiting
God,
a month
too.
Now. As soon as Survivor ended, I actually thought, when's Big Brother start?
Are you bringing up your iPad? We can watch it on
yeah,
there, right?
Absolutely.
Let's do that. That'll be super fun.
So, RadioAlice.com. Did I say that?
Yep.
Here's what's happening. The Supreme Court, let me start with your headline. Travel ban partially okayed. Mm-hmm. That is your headline for the San Francisco Chronicle. The Supreme Court is letting the Trump administration enforce its 90-day ban on travelers from six countries very specifically. They're listed: Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. They say if you have no bona fide relationship to the USA, you cannot come.
Right.
Now, they have very specific ways you can come. Do you have a relative there?
Right.
Do you have a job there?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to school there? Come on in. But if you cannot prove, and there's a few other things, but if you cannot prove that you've got someone for real waiting for you here in America, then you will not be allowed in. So there's that.
Supreme Court stuff is so scary right now. Kennedy, everyone expected him to retire yesterday. Clarence Thomas is probably going to retire. Ruth Bader's hella old.
1 foot in the grave with Ruth.
Oh, dude.
Three-time cancer survivor.
It's unbelievable.
Survivor.
I mean, like, we could...
Is that wrong to say? I mean, is she sick or she's just...
She's old.
She's a fighter. She's old.
I know, but you don't say 1 foot in the grave unless she's like actually 1 foot in the grave.
She isn't she putting out some kind of workout book or
yeah,
her trainer is?
Uh-huh.
So she's 84.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that's a bad thing to say at 84, right?
Well, you know what?
I
don't know. People live forever now.
Yeah,
you know?
Let's let her live forever. She needs to live for a while.
I was just reading about this lady who's celebrating like her 131st birthday.
131st? So she's been, I mean, 40 years ago, she was 90. Like, that's...
Damn!
That's a lot of years.
There's
Isn't that just hanging on? Isn't that like you're that kitten?
Well, if she's in good
hanging
health.
Hanging there, baby. Yes, if she's in good health, that is one thing. It just feels like at 131.
We often see, though, those people who make 70-something look like 50-something.
Mm-hmm.
So it's out there. It's done all the time.
Right.
So 84, if she's working out, like you say.
Right.
You know.
Hang in there, girl.
Well, listen.
If I'm still alive at 84 and some guy's like, you're 1 foot in the grave, I'd be like, why you?
Hey,
I'll show you where 1 foot is.
Hey, listen,
go.
I hope I'm wrong. Talking about the travel ban, there was 58 Republican congressmen signed a letter requesting Ruth Bader Ginsburg recuse herself from the travel ban case at the Supreme Court.
Why?
Because of that article she did in the New York Times saying how much she hates Trump.
Huh.
So, but it, like Vinny said, it already went through.
Yeah, it's happening. You can read more about it in your newspaper. So the new iPhone is set to come out in September. So start saving your money, everyone.
Okay. What's the, any idea what
it's
the big
It's going to be
are?
The big 10-year anniversary it's going to have. You see, they call it, I think that this is called the bezel, this blank area. It's not going to be there. You're going to have the whole screen.
Oh, full coverage?
Yeah.
Wait, what's not going to be there?
You'll have the whole screen will be your picture,
mm-hmm.
and there won't be a button, physical button. That's another one of the things.
Oh, is that so?
You will not be getting the speaker you want back. You know, the one.
At the plug-in
jack
for
the,
my,
right, everyone's right. bitching about the... You're not getting that. Great. But they do. One of the things I read was that they're going to try to make it cordless charging so that you could still listen to your phone while it's charging.
Which is good, because otherwise you got to get a split dongle and then it has this weird noise.
That's funny. I just stopped listening to my phone. I just went, I can't use it anymore.
Right.
I can't even have the adapter. There's no way I can keep those things.
No, they become detritus in your car.
Right.
One of the specs is face scanning technology.
Ooh.
Oh, like that's how they'll identify you instead of with the fingerprint?
The fingerprint will also be there too. You'll have the choice.
What if I break my nose or something?
Uh-oh.
Oh, really?
Well, and you cut your finger?
that'll still be there.
They are saying though that, this always is the case, that iPhone is, the new iPhone is facing supply issues. Which I think they just put out
they
there
do that
to make
so that
everybody
feel...
just froth hard.
I just feel so lucky I got one.
They want those lines in front of their stores.
Of course they do.
It's the neatest thing
mm-hmm.
for any company to be like, they're lining up
yep.
for $1,000 phone.
Right. Well, I really like the 6. I never did go for the 7.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that You know, I may. I'm sure that they'll still sell sixes, won't they?
They have sixes now.
Yeah.
So you'll go back.
I mean, I can't. I don't see how this could be improved upon. Like it's.
Oh, you have a six now?
I do.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I didn't want to get the seven because I use my headphones constantly, and I was not going to do a dongle. I just can't.
Yeah, that's.
I can't be bothered with that.
Right. Well, and I have. I live with someone who's all. Oh, there's something I need. Shunk.
Right.
Of your stuff.
Leaves.
Goodbye,
yeah.
My dongle.
Oh, I need that thing. Where's all the stuff? Oh, I don't know. Purse, car.
Go look.
Never mind. I don't use that phone anymore. Anyway, so the new iPhone is coming, everyone. Yay.
All right.
This story is from Spain.
Okay.
New details are emerging in a 2015 bungee jump death of a teenager in Spain, and they're saying that now it looks like a miscommunication in language led this person to think it was safe to jump when the
guy was saying, don't do it.
Don't go. No jump is what he said.
Oh. And she just heard jump?
Now jump is what they fear she heard.
Oh.
Vera Moll was 17 and was harnessed into a rope atop a bridge in Spain when her instructor allegedly told her, no jump. It was believed that a misunderstanding with that phrasing led the Dutch girl to think she said, now jump, and she jumped, and it was not attached.
Mm. And they didn't have time to grab it? And
well, there's a lot of momentum. I don't know what
she
weighed.
There wasn't a tree stump nearby that they
No,
could...
I'll show you the bridge. It actually looks exactly like the bridge I jumped off when I bungee jumped. And I don't know what these people were doing.
It's those arches underneath.
But
no top thing.
But see the railing there and the little ledge on the outside? Mm-hmm. That's the way they set it up when we jumped.
So you'd stand on the outside ledge.
It was this contraption they attached to that railing there.
Mm-hmm.
They attached it, which it was all...
And hoped for the best.
It was all leveraged off of that railing there, and you jumped from the thing they had built. I don't know if that's exactly what was going on there, but it's pretty hairball.
Well, bungee jumping in general is...
It's some of the crane ones, they're fine. You look, and they even have padding down below, just in case.
Yeah, I just, you know, you hear about stuff like people's eyeballs explode because the pressure at the bottom. And...
Where did you hear that? You never heard that
on the internet.
Anybody that
I did. People have an aneurysm, like a blood vessel explodes.
Oh my God!
What?
What a segue to my next story.
Because
that's nonsense. That never happened.
No, that happens. No one should bungee jump. It's silly.
A woman was paralyzed after an orgasm during sex.
No, she wasn't.
It caused a brain hemorrhage.
No.
It's true. She was left permanently paralyzed after it caused a brain hemorrhage. And she's now speaking out, warning others of the potential dangers of headaches during sex.
Hmm. Oh.
Lucinda Allen.
So she was going to have an aneurysm anyway.
No. Is now confined to a wheelchair after becoming paralyzed down the left side of her body after a headache during sex left her in agony. She's 43. She was pregnant at the time. They rushed her to the hospital and put her in a coma. Doctors had to perform a craniotomy to relieve pressure on the brain. 6 days later, she was awoken from the coma to find out her baby was fine.
Oh, that's good.
She gave birth to the baby. But she's... Look at this picture of her. This is from... doing it. You can hold it up to the camera for the people watching at RadioAlice.com.
Well, she certainly got some tubes stuck in her face.
She's now speaking out. She wants to raise awareness. Headaches after sex are believed to be caused by a leak of spinal fluid from the skull into the spine.
After you arrive, you find that you have a terrible splitting headache... Because supposedly they
There's
say,
a term, though, that I'm like, oh
what?
My God.
What?
Well, you know, bleep my brains out.
Oh.
Right?
Right.
Right.
Hey, do you want the truth about eye injuries and bungee cord jumping?
There's yes. It's never happened in the history of the planet, of the galaxy.
That's all right. Well,
you want the
now
truth?
We know.
Sure.
You can handle the truth.
Eye injuries are commonly the result of bungee jumps because of the dangerously high increase of pressure that occurs in the eyes. When the elastic cord suddenly jerks upward, it causes the fluid to flow to your head, which results in very high pressure inside blood vessels in your eyes. Whoa. The eyes don't explode, but
oh, that's too bad.
The thin mucus lining can be negatively affected, and it causes eye infections, seeing spots, and hemorrhages.
Seeing spots.
Hemorrhages.
Sounds bad, man.
They don't fall
take the
out
risk.
Of your head.
What about aneurysms?
Well, there are deaths from bungee cord jumping.
Well, the cord's a little
well,
too
yeah.
long, you know.
That's the story I'm doing right now. The guy said, "Don't go," or "No jump." Then she thought,
"Now jump!"
Yikes! Got to be careful with your warning signs.
Or maybe they should just keep you clipped in until they're ready to let you go.
When you're surfing, you have to say certain things that don't sound like other things, because "no" could sound like "go."
Oh,
so
like to someone else, like
yeah, I got it. It would be much better than "go" or "no" or whatever, because it could be misinterpreted.
Right.
And no one's going to misinterpret "I got it" when I'm yelling it.
Like, I got this is my way.
I got this.
Okay.
I'm going to make this drop. Don't you dare.
What if two people yell it at the same time?
Well, you know where it's a positioning thing. If I'm closest to where the takeoff point is, then it's mine.
Oh.
But there's always someone on the corner looking. You gonna go? You gonna go? Yeah?
Yeah? Yeah, I'm going.
I got it. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys.
We sure do.
707 says, "Where was Hooman at? It sounded amazing, but I missed the location."
It's called the Sonora Resort.
In British Columbia.
British Columbia.
What's the name of the town you were in?
It was right next to Vancouver Island.
Ding, ding, shame.
I don't know the exact town. Sorry.
All right. Sonora Resort, somewhere outside Vancouver.
Yes.
Okay. It looked absolutely idyllic.
Ugh.
408 says, "Hooman, stop saying you know. We don't know."
You don't?
No, I think that, isn't that a pretty exclusive resort you went to?
It's closed 7 months of the year. It's only open for 5 months of the year.
It's right. Where The Shining happens every winter.
It's where people say grand.
Grand.
Grand. Sorry, I didn't
grand.
Expand that word nearly enough.
Grand.
It's grand.
No.
It's coming up in the trash, Sarah.
Oh, is it that time?
It is.
What is that? The Bachelor in Paradise controversy. Everyone's turning on each other. I've got some more. I have DeMario's.
More than they already have?
Yeah. It's getting ugly, good. I don't know. It depends on where you come down on it.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.